Perhaps the most iconic stop in town is the Kensington B&O train station. In fact, residents of Kensington like to say that this is the town where the train still stops and the people still walk. This station is the second oldest active one in the county. Take a look up at the roof. There you'll see the construction date, 1891. It's written in period lettering. Back then, it was called the Knowles Station, named for George Knowles, whose farm was subdivided to create much of the town today. For just 35 cents, Washingtonians could ditch their horse and buggies and take the 11-mile trip out to Kensington from D.C.'s Union Station. Now, follow the roofline down to find the station's large eaves. The design is known as stick style, since it was meant to mimic the outside walls of an exposed, half-timbered frame. But here, it isn't just ornamental. These eaves also offer shelter to passengers waiting for the train. Kensington Station was designed by E. Francis Baldwin. For 25 years, he served as chief architect for the entire B&O rail line, creating hundreds of buildings, though Kensington is one of only a handful of surviving stations. Now, looking along the side of the station, you can see the bay for the original ticket window facing the railway. Nowadays, there is only an automatic ticket machine inside. Also inside the station, there's a period cast iron stove, not to mention a public restroom. It's no coincidence that town businesses were built around the station. Merchants catered to people arriving from the train and the long-defunct electric car line that ran between Kensington and Chevy Chase. Back then, one of the more popular spots for weary travelers and residents was McKeever's Ice Cream Parlor and Sweet Shop. If you look across Howard Avenue, you'll see a gym where McKeever's was located. It's now called the Sweat Shop, an unforgivable pun on the old Sweet Shop. Also, while you're looking across the street, peer into the adjacent alley and see the roofline and windows of the town's original bank, built in 1907. Today, the structure is incorporated into the M&T Bank Building. On Saturdays, this station is alive, without the usual bustle of commuters. It's transformed to a hub of community activities, where families and vendors come together for Kensington's popular weekly farmers market. In the summer, music drifts over from the Howard Avenue Park. That's where the Saturday morning concerts are taking place. They're sponsored by the Kensington Historical Society.